This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Hurricane Ian could be headed to Florida.
Get your flashlights, get your batteries.
Canada cleans up from Fiona.
You need to stay in your houses.
Slamming into a space rock.
We are moving an asteroid. Humanity has never done that.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Tropical Storm Ian powered up to a hurricane this morning. It could make landfall on Florida's west coast or the panhandle this week, and people are getting ready. They're building sandbags, waiting in long lines for gas, buying up water and groceries. Paula McCain lives in Jacksonville.
I'm always nervous when they say hurricane, but listen, I live in Florida.
President Biden and Governor DeSantis have already declared a state of emergency.
It's going to be pretty broad impacts throughout the state. You're going to have wind. You're going to have water. There could be flooding on the east coast of Florida as a result of this. It's a big storm.
Meteorologist Stephanie Abrams at the Weather Channel.
This storm is expected to rapidly intensify over the next 24 hours, going from a Category 1 to a Category 3. And we actually have advisories already extending from the Keys up into Tampa Bay. Hurricane watch for Tampa Bay. And we also have a storm surge watch. And in the Tampa Bay area, we could see that surge 5 to 8 feet.
Hundreds of thousands of people in eastern Canada still have no power after Fiona came ashore over the weekend as a post-tropical cyclone. It washed away homes, tore off roofs, and knocked down trees. Portobasque Mayor Brian Button in Newfoundland.
We have telephone poles that are falling down. There are live wires on some of these poles. We do not need people out just cruising around the streets.
At least one person was killed. It could be days before everyone gets their power back. Protests still abound in Russia, and many young men are refusing Vladimir Putin's call to fight in Ukraine, where Volodymyr Zelensky is standing firm against Putin's threats to use nuclear weapons. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in Kyiv.
We spoke briefly with the Ukrainian leader in a rare private moment inside his presidential office turned bunker.
Russia is getting more desperate.
We forget what does it mean to be afraid of Russia, and we don't afraid them. I'm afraid each day about how long people have to wait when we'll come back to our country, to our land.
Putin has called up thousands of military reservists. Zelensky has appealed to them to defy the call-up or surrender, promising they will be treated humanely and not return to Russia.
They are not soldiers.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to CBS's 60 Minutes about Putin's latest threats.
We have been very clear with the Russians publicly as well as privately to stop the loose talk about nuclear weapons.
Blinken says the U.S. will never recognize occupied regions as Russian territories. President Putin is denouncing a mass shooting at a school in Russia today as an inhuman terrorist attack. Officials there say a gunman wearing a black T-shirt with Nazi symbols shot and killed 13 people in a school about 600 miles east of Moscow. Seven of the victims were children. three dozen others were wounded. The governor says the shooter shot himself. A former Republican advisor to the January 6th committee has made some eye-popping allegations about an attempted coup. Former Congressman Denver Riggleman tells CBS's 60 Minutes.
The Meadows text messages show you an administration that was completely eaten up with a digital virus called QAnon and conspiracy theories, an apocalyptic messianic buffoonery.
Riggleman claims someone in the Trump administration was in touch with a person in the crowd on Capitol Hill.
Do you get a real aha moment when you see that the White House switchboard had connected to a rioter's phone while it's happening? That's a big, pretty big aha moment.
The January 6th committee holds its next public hearing this Wednesday.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug, ignored a leaky faucet, pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
The midterm elections, which will decide which party controls Congress, are just a month and a half away. The latest CBS News YouGov battleground tracker estimates Republicans are still in a position to win a majority in the House, but their margin continues to shrink. Director of Elections and Surveys, Anthony Salvanto.
Democrats have a growing lead among people who say abortion is the most important issue. And in particular, for women who want abortion to be legal, it's the most important thing. It's more important than inflation. It's more important than the economy. And it's a deal breaker. They have to have that position in a candidate. By contrast, let me turn to the Republicans for a second. Mm-hmm. They continue to have their lead on the economy. But the other thing they kind of want this election to be about is immigration.
A politician who began as a teenage activist praising Mussolini is on track to become Italy's first woman prime minister. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco has details from Rome.
Giorgia Meloni's far-right Brothers of Italy clearly appears to be headed for victory.
Si possa dire che dagli italiani.
In a speech with votes counted from two-thirds of polling stations, she declared, "If we are called to govern this nation, we will do it for everyone, and we will do it with the aim of uniting the people of Italy." Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
Science fiction meets reality today.
It's what we call a global killer. Nothing would survive, not even bacteria.
NASA will try to change the direction of an asteroid by slamming a spaceship into it. Shyam Bhaskaran with JPL Outplanet Navigation.
When you hit something like that with a high speed, it changes the orbit of that asteroid just a little bit. But that little bit, if you hit it early enough, is just enough to push it off away from a force that's going to impact the Earth.
The goal is to one day use the DART spaceship to defend this planet from potentially deadly space rocks. A flesh-eating animal sedative has been linked to thousands of drug overdoses in U.S. cities. A report in the journal Science Direct finds xylazine, street name Trank, is now found in 91% of heroin and fentanyl supplies in Philadelphia. Its prevalence has also been documented in Delaware, Connecticut, and Michigan. Rihanna will shine bright at the Super Bowl.
We're beautiful like diamonds in the sky.
In a post from Apple Music, the new mom confirms she'll headline halftime in Glendale, Arizona next February with a photo showing her hand holding up a football. The caption, "It's on." Rihanna told Vogue she'd turned down the same opportunity in 2019 to stand in solidarity with Colin Kaepernick, who started the national anthem protest.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Darth Vader is getting a new voice.
I am your father.
Yes, it is the unmistakable voice of James Earl Jones as Darth Vader. After 45 years, he's given up voicing the Star Wars villain. Vanity Fair reports Jones signed over the rights earlier this year and will allow Vader's lines to be generated by artificial intelligence. The Ukrainian company ReSpeecher has gotten the gig. ReSpeecher specializes in voice cloning for content creators. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Don't underestimate the power of Harry Styles.
Not everyone gets this opportunity.
Don't Worry, Darling debuted with $19.2 million at the box office, despite lousy reviews and off-screen scandal. Warner Brothers says women made up 66% of the audience. 52% of ticket buyers were under the age of 25. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, September 26th. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.